welcome back to Afros and Convos.
Hello.
As always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media at Afros and Convos on IG. Email us at afrosandconvos@gmail.com. Check out the website at afrosandconvos.com. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah, you quick with these goods now, ain't you? I was getting the knife together out here in 2021, you hear me? All right. Well, it is March, and you know, we had a little snafu last week, but we are back with March Media Madness, everybody. Woo! So, I know y'all know what that means, but what that means is this month we're taking the time to engage with popular media culture. So we are. Today, we're going to be talking about the United States versus Billie Holiday. Next week, we're going to be talking about coming to America. Like the second iteration. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then last, we're going to be talking about...
Oscar nominations.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking about Oscar nominations and... who got snubbed, who got nominated that shouldn't have been nominated, and all those things. So we're going to have fun this month, all right? Yeah. So here we are. Let's go ahead and dive right into the United States versus Billie Holiday. So this came out on Hulu, I don't know, like within the past month or so. It hasn't been that long.
Not this past Friday, but the Friday before that.
Okay, so a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... yeah, so it came out. The Golden Globes have already happened, and Andra Day won for Best Actress in a Drama, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah, something like that. Or Motion Picture. Something along those lines. She got Best Actress for her portrayal of Billie Holiday in this movie. So we were like, yeah, we should definitely watch it. She was the first Black woman to win in, I mean, upwards of 30 years. It's been a while. Whoopi Goldberg was the last one. Mm-hmm. So we thought, you know, this would be a good opportunity to add to our Media Madness Month. So let's just dive right in. Yeah. What were your first... thoughts, like what did you walk away thinking about the overall thoughts about the movie?
I thought it was very well done. I thought the acting was really great, especially Andra Day. Like, she did an amazing job as Billie Holiday. It was eerie how well, like, her mannerisms, how she sounded, like it was scary. And so from that aspect, I thought it was great. I thought it was a great shot. Well, I was sad. I was sad about, you know, I know her life is sad, but seeing it from not just the trauma of her own life, but the trauma that was brought upon her with the relationships and the government coming after her, it was sad. But in terms of the story needed to be told and it being told really well, I was really pleased by that. And I was surprised that it was a Lee Daniels film. Well, Lee Daniels puts out good stuff, so I'm not even gonna go at him like that, but I was even more impressed that it was Lee Daniels. I'll say that.
Yeah, I agree. She did an amazing job. Like, I don't know if you guys ever watched Lady Sings the Blues with Diana Ross. The storyline was more about her, but Andra killed Diana, boy. Like, like, Lady Sing Who. Her mannerisms, the way she interacted with the audience, the way she interacted with people, I was a fan of it. I was a fan of the storyline. I liked how it all came together, how they pulled in aspects of her, but still told the story of the United States versus Billie Holiday. I'm a fan. If I was Rotten Tomatoes, I'd give it a 98.
Oh wow. So I didn't go.
Here we go.
I hate always being the one with these contrary opinions.
You ain't the only one.
It's always you too. Yeah, it's the two of y'all.
I mean, I didn't hate the movie. It was very disjointed for me. Like, I mean, can you flash some years up there so I know what decade we in? Or it was just very hard to follow the progression. And I wasn't a fan of that. It made the whole story, how long someone's in a certain position or how long it takes to get to this next place or this next phase. Like, that's important for you to understand the story. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that because it wasn't explained. And I mean, I thought she was good. I thought she was good. Was that like her first like leading role like that?
I believe so.
That I know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I only knew her as a singer.
I am me as well. And I briefly looked at her IMDb, and it was a bunch of like talk show appearances, not anything. Mm-hmm. So definitely considering that, she did a really good job, and she was very committed. Because I mean, for your first role, for you to be as naked as she was in that movie,
I mean,
as much as she was, I'm like, oh baby, she said, "You, how far you want me to jump? I am committed."
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I thought that she did really good, but then also, if you listen to the podcast, you know I don't like biopics. So I mean, maybe that fed into my opinion some, but. I mean, I could do without ever watching it again.
And apparently Lee Daniels said that he doesn't consider it to be a biopic.
Yeah, I didn't take it.
It 100% it. Oh my God. No.
He said it's not one.
I don't care what he said. I know what biopics are, and that was one. The only difference is that they usually are lower budget, and that looked and felt more like a movie. But it was literally about her life. Like, I don't know.
But it wasn't, though. That was, like, Lady Sings the Blues, that's about her life, her struggle, her being in a brothel, her mother being a prostitute. You only got to see glimpses of that because the focus of it was supposed to be her case and how that case embedded into her life.
No.
Where was the case?
No. The case was literally the entire movie.
I was so disappointed because that's how it was advertised, and that's what I expected it to be. And I was like, wait, first off, I was shook. I was like, oh, wait, she already in court. We only 15, 20 minutes into the movie. What we gonna be doing for 2 hours? And then I was like, oh, we ain't gonna be doing nothing because, I mean, y'all are barely talking about this.
Yeah, like,
They literally did not scratch the surface of her life.
I agree. I think you can, there, it focused more on her career than her upbringing and all of that aspect of her life, but it focused more on her than on her case. Like, you could frame it to be like, oh, they focus, and this might be a fault of the writers, that it focused on her case being her relationship that she is building with this FBI agent or whatever. Yeah. But it is mostly about her love interest, men that she's dating. That is 100% her life, and it's less about the case. The case in totality, in terms of just bare bones facts about not like how we're gonna get her in the courtroom, how we're gonna plant drugs on her, how we're gonna do this, how we're gonna do that. That was like maybe 30 minutes of the entire film. The rest of it was, okay, yes, this guy is an FBI, he's working for the FBI. You see him make calls to the FBI, his chain of command or whatever, but it ultimately is about him building a relationship with her. It was about her life and her love interests and all, how true they are or not, or how how much creative license Lee Daniels took with that. That's another story. But that movie was not about that case. I don't think it was about her life either.
I think it was about her. You could say Billie Holiday and the FBI agent then.
Yeah,
because that one about we.
But there's more to your life than just the trauma that you suffered as a child or the trauma that you suffered and rapes and all that other stuff. There's more to her life. It literally traveled with her on the...
wasn't even portrayed correctly. Even the relationship she had...
I don't disagree.
So how...
And that's part of the issue that I took with... Yes, that's my point. Like, even if you're talking... Even if this... Like, imagine this being a fictional depiction, which a lot of it was, but imagine it being 100% fictional and Billie Holiday or the character that Andra Day is playing is not Billie Holiday, she's just fake. Would you say that in watching that the movie was about a court case that this fictional character went through, or would you say that it's about her love life and who she's, is she married to this dude? Oh, now she's talking to little, to whoever, her manager, whoever he was. Right, yeah, and like I'm confused about how much that was, and then now she talks to the FBI agent. Like that's the majority of the film, even to a point where they had this pornographic ass sex scene. Like that wasn't even necessary if we're talking about the case. What is what is going on?
Yeah, that's very true.
That's true.
We ain't sexing in the courtroom.
He called it an espionage love story.
Okay, so that makes sense. That makes sense because, yeah, that's saying the FBI, the relationship with the FBI dude.
Yeah, he said it was. It's
that
not
ain't how they publicized it though.
Yeah, he doesn't consider it a biopic. Yeah,
it's, when you think. When you think about movies that are about court cases, like the one about the Central Park,
When they see us.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, like that's about a case. Or even like old school To Kill a Mockingbird. Yes. Like that's about a case. This movie was not that.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't about her life either, though.
It was an espionage love story, y'all.
It was about her life that Lee Daniels took creative license to make up this aspect of her life. Like it 100% was about her life. Like you can say it wasn't true because I mean it wasn't. But like you know what I'm saying? Like it's about like love interest is your life, right? I didn't like it. I would say that. We know.
In summary, I ain't like it.
I wasn't a fan of this movie, and then when the credits started rolling and the first thing that popped up was Lee Daniels, I said, that's it. That's why I didn't like it. I knew it. I knew it was something. Like, I didn't know Lee Daniels had anything to do with it. Popped up. So I had no idea. But then it's just like, wow, like Camille, like you keep alluding to and keep like driving home, there's so much depth to her life that they basically put her on this screen as this sexual life. And yes, sex was a very big part of her life. Like you can't subtract that away from, you know, her life story. But at the end of the day, there's so much more, so much depth to her, so many reasons as to why she was that way. Yeah. And they briefly touched on it, but like, she just wasn't deep. Like, Andra Day's portrayal, she committed, like what Drea said. Yeah. I mean, she killed that and she deserves every award that she about to reap. But the writing of her was quite flat to me. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. And to Drea's point about the disjunctive, like, part, the scene where the agent gets high, then it starts flashing to the little girl, and I was like, what the heck is I thought I missed something. I'm like, how did he get high and he's seeing the little girl? Who the little girl? It's supposed to be her? Well, how in the world is he, like, I didn't know if he was high and she was talking to him in real life, but in his highness, he was imagining what it would be like for her. I don't know how they tied that two together, but I was disappointed about that clip, like whole section.
Even that don't make sense though. If you high now, I'm gonna give you my whole life story. While you high, nah, I'm finna get, she a drug addict, she finna get high right with you.
Yeah. I was really, really confused by that scene.
The one scene in that same lane that confused me the most was when she got off the bus and saw they had lynched that lady. And then what transpired after that? Literally, yeah. I was like, who house is this? She in. Where the house come from?
She in the house.
Who is this man?
Yeah, that.
So confused. I was so confused.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't like that. I thought that wasn't one whole scene when she was high too? That wasn't the whole thing?
No, that was another one.
Yeah. Oh,
was
wow.
Going to use the bathroom. And then she ended up in the people's house, and I was like, "You just going up in the people's house?"
But I thought they had, but when they house on fire, who? They had another house.
I don't know.
The cross was on fire. The house was on fire too.
Yeah, the cross was on
fire. The cross was on fire on top of the ruins of a burned building.
I thought it must have been another house or something. Or cause she went into a door.
I don't know. I thought it was all the same scene, so I clearly. But yeah. I will say that scene was hard to the lynching scene. That scene was hard to watch. It was almost as hard as the 12 Years a Slave scene when Lupita's character was getting beat. Because I was like, oof, that's too much.
But it was interesting because, I mean, it's very interesting that they chose to show a woman.
Yeah, because
I think that's not at all a common narrative.
Yeah. Which, that's a very good point. But yeah, I agree. I didn't understand. I didn't get those cutaway scenes, but I thought the...
You thought other things saved it.
So. I thought the espionage love story was, but you know, it's me. I love him some love. Like, what you mean?
Girl, that toxic love, man. That's toxic love.
It was very toxic. It was very toxic. No, yeah. I mean, I would say I watched it for the podcast, but I would have watched it on my own for Andra Day. Andra Day killed. Like, she did an amazing job. Now, you know, it's a Lee Daniels film, so.
I would have started it for the podcast. I mean, I would have started it in regular life, but if we weren't talking about it on the podcast, I probably wouldn't have finished it.
Yeah.
Mm.
One thing I did enjoy, and this is in the lane of just the film and not necessarily her story, if you're like someone who likes ASMR like me, the film had a really good sound.
Ugh.
Like when she would move, just even the clinking of her jewelry and all of that. That's... You don't usually hear that in movies.
Oh.
I probably didn't even notice. But as someone who loves ASMR and sounds like that, the jingling of her bracelet or her earring or something, those sounds, you don't usually hear that in a movie. But it was very, I mean, I could hear it. It was very like vibrant. And I appreciated that.
And I think it was shot. I think it looked really good. Like, I think it, like, the lighting and all of that, especially, like, when she was, like, her stage shots. Like, when she was on stage, and I thought those were shot really well, and they looked really beautiful.
I agree.
So I wanted to add a little something nice.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's about it. But yeah, let's dive into some of these themes that were overarching. We've talked a lot, you know, in trying to figure out whether or not this is a biopic or not, about the men's and the sex. Listen, what y'all thought about that?
Knowing, and this is why I think the movie did a disservice to her story. Because had they spoke about her story a little more, it would have connected better. Because clearly the result on her having these extremely toxic relationships that just kept repeating themselves was a result of her very traumatic upbringing. It was just wild to me how... the relationship was just so terrible and everybody around was just kind of, you know, we just rocking with it. Like when the club owner guy who, she went after she got released, she couldn't get her cabaret license. And he was like, you can perform here. I got it covered. When he slams her head into the mirror and shatters the mirror and her friend is there. And it's just like what kind of environment has been produced where, that's fine or you're so afraid to fight for her, like, you know, like, not it was fine, but even when she was kind of coming at him, he was just like, he said something to her to make her back up, and then he kicked her and she just kind of waited till he left and then was trying to hold her back and all this stuff. That whole, it was, yeah.
But like in that moment, what would she have done? What could she have done?
I would have tried to fight him off, but that's me. Like, I would have grabbed something to hit him. I something. Like, you just kicking my friend, like, in the face right now? Nah.
Did you see that chair break up on him and he came back and knocked on the ground?
She was double his size, though.
But if that's what he'll do to the talent, I need you to make money and he gonna kick her in the face and slam her against the mirror. What in the world you think he finna do with this other girl that I can't even remember her name right now?
Because that's for sure what you don't touch. You don't touch the face and the head because you can't have bruises. And if he just like, he don't give a damn. I don't think there's nothing she could. I mean, unless she got a gun or a knife. Like, I don't know what she could have done for real. And I think her hold it, her pulling her back was not a, this is just how life is. This is a, girl, did you, he will kill you. If you keep going after him, she tried because Billy tried and she like fought him and punched him and did some old stuff. And he went back 10 times harder. I think her pulling her back was like, sis, it's not worth it. You're going to die. Like, if you don't quit. I don't think it was a, this is normal. You got to accept this.
Yeah, I think stuff like that just elicits murder within me. Like, if I was in that situation, somebody would have died, even if it was me. Like, I just, I can't just sit back. Like, God forbid one of y'all are in that situation and a man is beating on y'all. And I'm just like, I couldn't. Even if it's just like, I'm going to just let him kick her and he'll calm down and leave. Like, I can't. Like, I know that about myself. 100%. That's probably why I carry knives.
I just want to make sure we're not, like, saying that she... Because she also was, like, yelling and trying to... Like, I think she was doing the best that she could. Yes. Right. And I don't want it to make it seem like that's something that she should have done. Or because at the end of the day, she's a woman. And this man came in fiery hot and angry and upset. Yeah. And I don't want to, like, make it seem like a shaming situation that she's just sitting there while her friend is getting beat. Like, because I don't think that's what you were supposed to take away.
No, it's not a right or wrong thing for me, as it is a difference in response. But it was just, it was just like, man, that's such a toxic environment where your friend is even put in that position.
I don't know. I don't think she made, I agree. I don't think she made a wrong choice. But I understand you're just saying it's a difference in response.
I think it was a matter of do I physically escalate this situation, continue to add to the physical escalation, or I don't know. That's just that's just all around bad situation.
Okay, so let's move on a little bit. So let's talk about, well, one of the things that the man stormed in on her about was his money, you know. And that was a pretty prevalent theme throughout as well. And like, in fact, like, did y'all know? So like, I don't know how true it is, but some sources are saying that like when Billie Holiday died, she died with like less than a dollar to her name, like in her bank account. So
yeah,
like, and I think part of that goes into like, how black talent was treated, for one. Two, all of her court cases, which is another thing. Like, this United States versus Billie Holiday is not her only run-in with the legal system. And how they, like, manipulated her. She couldn't get her license, so she couldn't perform in, like, the venues that were paying the most. Then you go to royalties and how she was not getting royalties like she should have. So all of these things are really prevalent. So, like, from her not being able to pay her band to them being stranded out. They like, we ain't got no gas money to get X, Y, Z. And you like, this big, talented, sold out Carnegie Hall, and she ain't got money to get from place to place. Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
And then, but one thing that I did, well, when they was that one night, it was that same tour, nationwide tour, whatever, and the one guy from Everybody Hates Chris. Don't remember his character's name. But he was saying, why did we play this place if they didn't have the money? And she was just like, well, they gave us what they had. But, you know, they didn't have enough. And she was over there counting the money. Then she hand old boy with the drugs half the money.
That's a source.
I was like, oh my, how much might you have left if you weren't? Because all I can say when old boy was, I hope you gave him enough for me too, was like, okay, well, you eating off that too. But the people who not doing drugs, we ain't, I mean, I'm not getting any compensation. And you spending the money, the few little dollars they did give us, you spending it on drugs. I can be real mad.
And then how did these men, how did they continuously be in control of her money? Did y'all see that? Like every time, like he'll be over the books and she'll be like, you gonna pay me my money? And I'm like,
yeah,
you should be paying him his money. Why he paying you your money?
I would think in that time the dealings were probably between men.
Like, and I understood the club owner guy, mm-hmm. how he ended up over the money because he was the one fronting the money, mm-hmm. and he was paying her under the table. Which anytime you are put in a position where you are dependent on this person to do for you, and it's an under the table deal, and you know you can't take legal action because you're already acting illegally, like that situation is just a setup for you to be taken advantage of. Because if out of the kindness of his heart he doesn't give you your fair share, what you gonna do? Nothing. There's nothing you can do. I don't, but the other people, I mean, I think that was just common in that mm-hmm. time.
And she was married to them.
Which I wonder if that was kind of a almost like a, I don't know, do I have more value to you because we're married? You know what I mean? Like, you're handling my money, but I need to be more than just the talent.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it could be part of, like, she's getting all this fame recognition as the wife, and the husband is over in the back. Like, so at least give him a role to make, like, not... from her perspective, but from his perspective, you know, beefing up his chest, like, well, you over here doing all this other stuff, so at least I'm handling the money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think, you know, male egos can be pretty fragile. So, let's talk a little bit about drugs. So, I mean, wow. One thing that I did appreciate that this movie did was when she injected that, what was it, heroin that she did?
Yeah.
In that one scene. And it was like, well, I didn't like to see the injection because the needles grossed me out. So that was, but I enjoyed seeing enjoyed is a strong, that's not the right word, but I've never seen it depicted that way to where it's from start of injection to you see her feeling the euphoria or whatever you feel from heroin or whatever, and her being still in that moment, and the stillness that was in that shot was uncomfortable, and I appreciated that. It's even to where it's like she's like drifting off, and then you hear like our horn honk, like all of that intentionality. I really appreciated that scene because I'm just like, I've never seen it depicted that way. I feel like people who use drugs are often depicted as these like criminals and thugs and whatever, and even how the FBI was criminalizing her and chasing after her, but to see her in that moment of stillness to where it's like she's struggling and she's just a person, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's just a person. I feel like that humanizes people a little bit more to see it depicted like that.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I hadn't seen a shot where they actually did show someone injecting themselves with a needle and then pulling the needle out. I think all the shots where she was taking drugs, even the shot when she was in the in the bathroom or something, she was like in a toilet or something. They had a lot of shots where I agree. The way that it was shot told a story in itself, and it was pretty solid.
Yeah, those shots, and then even Cookie, the shot that you were talking about, the specific one, I think that was the first time they showed her.
I believe
that. Yeah.
It was, for me, it was very reminiscent of, have y'all ever seen that show Intervention that comes on A&E? Came on, I don't know if it's still come on or whatever. It was very reminiscent of that, and how it's like, that is the real life depiction of drug use. Mm-hmm. Like, that is what it actually looks like. It's not, because in the one sense, I think it's common for people who use drugs to be portrayed as these thugs and all of this other stuff. But on, in another sense, especially when it comes to artistry, it's portrayed in a very glamorous manner.
Yeah, that's true.
Because even if you think about the movie Ray,
that's a good point.
They didn't show like the down and dirty nitty gritty of what he was actually doing, but he was doing the exact same thing. It's like, I mean, I think it was really good for them to show like almost like the commonality in addiction, and it doesn't look different just because you are a celebrity. It's not this glamorous thing. Like, no, it's there is this still kind of like seamy underbelly of drug use, and I thought that was really good.
That's a good point.
It basically decriminalized it for me, because we see, like, especially for heroin, it's known as, well, what it's become known as, it's the dirty drug. People who, like, it's the cheap drug. People who do this, you know, they are the scum of the earth. But these people, especially when you think of her story and how that scene that Cookie was referring to, she talks about how silence is really loud. And the reason that she used heroin, it shuts down all the voices that she hears, and it gives her a moment of peace. And just decriminalizing and humanizing that experience was really good. And she even made a comment in the courtroom, like, you know, I thought I was going to a hospital, and they sent her to jail. Because we're sending people to jail who are addicted to drugs when they need help. They need rehabilitation. And spraying her down water holes when she's having withdrawal symptoms in the prison is not helping her. And you're going to help continue the cycle of addiction because you're not providing her with the tools she needs.
So
I like that aspect of the movie.
So let's get to what the movie was supposed to be about. And that was I think it's two-sided, right? It's supposed to be about this court case, but the court case on its face was about her drug use. But in actuality, they're trying to get her to stop playing this song, Strange Fruit. I don't know. I y'all heard my thoughts. I just think there wasn't enough of it for me to even like really grasp on, because that's why I watched it. Like, I watched it trying to see, very similar to how Judas and the Black Messiah was, where you're getting glimpses of his life, but you are also, and even when you're talking about how the FBI is infiltrating, you're seeing how, and that's another pin and a point for my head, you're seeing how the FBI is working to get and to take down the Black Panthers, right? And that's more of a focal point. Like, there are conversations between Lil Baby Judas, whatever his name is. And the FBI that he's working with, that's more of a focal point of the movie, right? This is like, we are gonna take this aspect that is very important, that is, it's the arm of the government going after jazz musicians and Black people in general is a very important story, and they completely glossed over it with this thrown in love story that doesn't even make sense. And might I add, I was pissed off at how stupid they made her to keep taking this man back when you know he worked for the FBI. You know he fans. Why do you keep doing this? She could not have been that dumb. Like,
I don't think it was an issue of dumb. I think it fit into the line of her being in abusive relationships. She accepted less than. I don't think she was dumb. I just think it was a cycle that she hadn't broken out of because of the trauma and unhealed wounds in her life. So she
As a whole, you accepting men treating you poorly, I think, is a reflection of what you just, to be talking to somebody who you know is FBI, and you know, like, it's been blatant. He came and said, you're under arrest, and you betrayed me, this whole situation, and you keep taking him That's dumb. Like, that's dumb. That's beyond I'm dealing with trauma and no, they made her out to be dumb. And I don't think she was that dumb. I don't. Mm-mm. Yeah.
And then, old dude, so like Judas and the Messiah, old boy that turned old boy in, he was doing that for financial gain. Old boy, in this movie, already had money. You have a trust. You have a choice to live off of trust, and you're choosing because you believe in the lies that the white people telling you that the drugs gonna kill your community, so you gonna kill the hope that is being inputted in your community by this song. Isn't that ironic that this man had the choice to do whatever he wanted to do, and he decided to silence the voice of the hope of that community at the time?
But wasn't the original thing that motivated him his daddy saying that? And then the white people got a hold of him and, I guess, corroborated whatever his daddy told him?
I don't remember what his daddy said.
Like, his daddy said, like, drugs is going to be the demise of the black community, basically. And I think that seed is what then caused him to be like, well, I got to fight drugs. And he just thought fighting it with white people was the solution. I don't know why, but I think that was the seed that made him think it was okay initially and keep thinking it was okay.
So one thing that I did not like as it pertains to the court case aspect specifically was I feel like there wasn't enough background. Like, there wasn't enough build-up. Like, why exactly is this song problematic? When did she first sing it? How did it even come to be on the radar of the FBI that you're even having this conversation? Like, you can't just pop up with, oh, we got to stop her from singing this song. Like, what? And then another thing. They could have actually had her sing the song a lot sooner in the movie. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, if you're just making this movie for the everyday layperson, if I don't know Billie Holiday, we get through half the movie before I even hear the girl sing the song to even know what the words are. What y'all mad about? Like, there just wasn't enough background information to accurately explain why y'all mad, and the whole thing to have been about the case. Like, even Judas and the Black Messiah, it was how he came on the radar. Oh, the stuff they talking about was going on over in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there was this buildup of, oh, this movement is starting, like, we need to squash that. Like, it was this whole thing. It wasn't just, you just jump in halfway through the story and then you just jumping all around. It was very hard to follow.
They didn't develop the characters well. I agree. Because even when they did the ending of, like, what happened to the people and stuff, they showed JFK giving, was it Anslinger, that, like, award or whatever, but they never really built up who he was and the department he was over and what they were actually doing to strategically, you know, to target jazz musicians like Andre Day or Billie Holiday. It was very, in that way, it was not extreme, because I loathe this movie, but like Green Book, where you name the movie Green Book and you literally don't even talk about, like, what the purpose of the Green Book was and all that other stuff. So yeah, it kind of seemed similar in that matter, where they just didn't develop the main point of things well.
Oh, yeah. And that's a good point. I didn't think about that from a perspective of a person who has never heard the story, who does not know what Strange Fruit is, does not know what Flack. Like, I came in it from a perspective who loves the song Strange Fruit, like, came to know Billie Holiday because of that and understand the history behind it. But for a person who knows nothing about it, you have no idea what's going on. I see your perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, like, this movie couldn't have and can't stand on its own for somebody who doesn't know anything about her. Like, it just, I ain't like it. I didn't. Like, I just, there's just so many things wrong with it. Like, and in general, I don't think love stories, I'm not opposed to love stories. What I am opposed to is the manipulation of women to that degree, especially when you are taking creative license and it's not necessary. Yeah. Especially again, when this, the, or change the title, like this, change the title to Strange Fruit. Like, why wasn't that the title? Well, that wasn't the title because they didn't sing it till the middle of the thing. But, like, change the title to make it seem like it's less about the case and it's more about this song, because even though she didn't sing it until the middle of the movie, it's referenced all throughout, like, where she's on these stages and they're, sing Strange Fruit. So, like, at least you would have some context. But, like, the court case was literally, like, it barely existed. So call it Strange Fruit. Do another song like Lady Sings Blues, you know? Some, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. There was a line that whoever the guy that was interviewing her, Reginald, whatever, said when she was talking about, you know, the purpose of the song and all that stuff, and he was just like, wouldn't your life be easier if you just behaved? And I like that line because I think it, in many ways, it explains, I think, the perspective of a lot of white people when it comes to the conversation of issues of race or injustice and oppression, where it's just like, why don't, like, they don't understand that there's not a privilege in that, in behaving, quote unquote. There's no such thing as behaving. Like, she was targeted, right? And so even to behave is to dehumanize yourself. It's to not speak against that which is wrong. And I thought it was really interesting that as a white man, his solution was just, don't sing the song, like, just behave. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. That's what you think is the solution to this issue that's so much bigger than just this song. But yeah,
that's super common. Like, they want your talent, they want your voice, but they don't want your story, they don't want your truth. Well, not your truth. I kind of hate that term, but
the truth.
Yeah.
Well, any final thoughts? Any other thoughts you guys had on this movie?
I think people should still watch it. I think.
I was just gonna say, yeah. Like, yeah, go, I think, through, you should watch, say, it. Do you think? Would you recommend someone watching it? Just yay or nay?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Yes.
It's worth watching.
Yeah, I agree.
If only for the performance of Andra Day, I would say yes, but otherwise, no. No.
I would say yes. I think it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but, like,
yeah.
If you don't know anything, you can walk away from that having known something you didn't know before. It may not be the totality of the story. It may not even be close. It's a little disjointed. You might be a bit confused, but you know more than you knew before.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's true. It gives you some insight into another, this is another movie where the FBI is targeting a black voice that is speaking out against what is happening in society. So, I mean, you know, they over-sexualize a black woman per usual, but there is some element of, the FBI is going to this extreme to silence this voice because they want to continue in the systems that are in place.
And that's my problem with why that was not a focal point, because that is a very important story that we all know. But to have that depth and see it depicted and see the conversations that are being had behind the scenes at the FBI, to see what they are saying, go plant this heroin on her, to see we have to stop her from singing this song. So that's what you're going after. You're not going after the drugs when publicly you are saying that you're fighting drugs. That's a very important story. And that was not the focal point of this damn movie, when that's the whole court case that you named the damn movie.
I see your perspective.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, it's Lee Daniels.
And then you add in the sexualization aspect. I hate that. Like, I think it could have been done so much better. But, yeah, that's why I said no. But, yeah. All right, well, that wraps up this conversation. We will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.